If you change your mind, take a chance. I'm the first in line.
Take a chance.
Honey, I'm still free.
Take a chance
on me. If you need me, let me know. Gonna be around. If you got no place to go when you're feeling down. If you're all alone, when the pretty birds have flown, honey, I'm still free. Take a chance on me.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Everyone in the radio?
Yes, we are here.
We're here, yeah.
We are really out here. It's your favorite Granola Girls back again.
Yep.
This week we're thinking about love. Considering February 14th, Valentine's Day,
mm-hmm.
We're just playing some bops that have to do with love, I guess. We're gonna talk about it.
Yep.
We're gonna discuss. So that's what we have planned today. I guess our little playlist just goes through the different stages of love. So Take a Chance on Me by ABBA.
Yeah.
Goes through that first stage of like when you first like someone. That's what our first songs are gonna give you all today.
Like, Take a Chance on Me.
Exactly.
Please.
Honey, I'm Still Free.
Oh, this is also just a reminder that we're the Granola Girls, and also this is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
It really is.
And today we're talking about love.
We're talking about love. So our next song is Boyfriend by Best Coast, and I feel like this one's pretty self-explanatory, so we're just gonna go ahead and play that.
Yep.
There's nothing worse than sitting on a lawn.
Wow, what a bop.
So good. That was Archie Marry Me.
Right. Sorry, before we talk about that one, because we have a lot to discuss about that song.
Yeah.
Before that was Say Anything by Girl in Red. Love her. Don't know too many songs by her, but everything that I've heard is really good, so I'd recommend listening to her stuff. But Archie Marry Me, just a classic. Just
feeling that.
We just really love that song here at the Granola Girls.
At the Granola Girls. I actually... for all my birthday, because I'm so indie, I wanted to go record shopping, and I bought the Always self-titled
I think
LP,
the theme of so. Our show now is just Georgia talks about how indie she is.
It's so. Granola. It's about it's being granola. Granola.
You're so right. Let me tell a granola story that I already told Georgia.
Do tell.
This morning, so I'm assuming everyone who listens to our show has seen the classic movie Lady Bird.
Oh my God.
My favorite movie. I woke up this morning with the song that Kyle's band plays in the cafe stuck in my head. I woke up in a cold sweat at 7 a.m. with that song stuck in my head, and I didn't know what it was called or who it was by. So I found this random interview with the guy who wrote it. Turns out he hasn't even seen Lady Bird. He just wrote the song. It's a good song, and I've been listening to it all day, but I really think the man needs to see it. That's my two cents on that. I know no one asked, but thanks for listening.
No, that's such a good story, and I think now that you brought that up, now I'm thinking about some advice that Sarah gave me, because we're talking about love today on the Granola Girls.
We are.
I was thinking about one time Sarah and I were discussing something, I don't know, and we were talking about the topic of, like, the archetypes, you know, of people, and so we were talking about guys who are, like, the Kyle.
Right.
Because, like, Kyle and Lady Bird is, like, so, like, he's corny.
Right. I just feel like he's an all-encompassing character. Like, he really just, like, describes a certain type of person.
Just, like, indie boy. Like,
right.
So, like...
Like, soft boy.
Yeah, like soft boy.
Reads philosophy just so he can, like, give you his, like, nihilistic views on the world and, like, justify them. My friend Ava, shout out if you're listening, she sent me this meme the other day about, like, leftist boys. Maybe I'll share some of those during our next little talking break.
Yeah, that'll be good.
But Kyle is one of those. We all know a Kyle, let's be honest.
Yeah, we all know a Kyle. Yeah. I think a phrase that Sarah used once was, like, if he turns into a Kyle, drop him.
Right.
And, like, that's right. Like,
it's over.
Sometimes we just deserve a little bit better.
We deserve better than a Kyle. I think we all deserve a Danny, but... But hopefully
it ends, like, it ends up
Yeah,
actually the other day I was like, I was talking to someone and they said something and I was like, different things can be sad, it's not all war. And he was like, what? And I was like, oh no.
Was he a Kyle?
No, he wasn't. He was Andres Borjas. Shout out to Andres.
Hi Andres,
if you're listening. But yeah, those songs kind of just like...
Yes. I was considering playing that song from Lady Bird. Mm. Maybe I will.
Maybe we could.
Tune in. We could. But in the meantime, we're going to play another song. Another classic love song by The Cure. Please enjoy.
Okay.
Okay, so that was It's Not Living If It's Not With You by the 1975. And before that, we had another classic, Everywhere by Fleetwood Mac. Mm. Last week, I talked about my love for Fleetwood Mac, so I will not go into that again. But this week, we're going to talk a little bit about our love for the 1975.
Sarah, do you want to... This was one of Sarah's picks. So Sarah, how
this
about
was,
you?
This was one of my picks. So I was that girl in eighth grade. Mm. You know the one had a Tumblr, who wore those weird like jelly shoes.
But those were kind of like, those were kind of
cute. Those were kind of cute, right?
Like I still, right? Like, I wish I had some jellies on right now.
Okay, thank you. And I listened to the 1975, their first album, of course. And that one will just always hold a special place in my heart because it just, it feels so nostalgic for like those really cringy, half indie, like wanting so hard to be alternative days of like eighth grade.
Mm.
And then Georgia, their second album. What would you like to
yeah,
say?
Yeah, so I was not super into the 1975. I was just kind of like, I don't know, I just never really got onto that first album. But then I Like It When You Sleep, etc., etc. I don't know.
The long title.
Yeah, so I remember I was listening to that album like almost every day, like the whole thing. And I almost saw the 1975 live that year because I was like, dang, this album's so good. And then just one day just kind of stopped listening to it. Like, I don't know, it just kind of, it didn't fall off. Like, it's still a great,
it's still good,
it's still great. I just guess I moved on with like my full album listening.
And that's how I feel about their newest album, A Brief Inquiry Into Online Relationships. Like, it's good, but I don't really listen to them anymore. It just feels very eighth grade for me. Yeah. Not the movie, but eighth grade, the year for me. Speaking of love, Georgia and I were talking about making playlists for people. Just the concept of that.
Wow.
About how we've both done that. Georgia, would you like to share your experience with that?
So, I love making playlists a lot. It's just something that I do to kind of procrastinate, but it's
me
also
too.
Just, like, really satisfying.
Hence why we have this show.
Yeah, now
it's
we have a show.
It's just glorifying us making playlists.
It's just validating our playlist
exactly.
making. But yeah, I've always really loved making playlists. It's just like really therapeutic and just like being able to like find songs that really like evoke like the same vibe. Or like, I'm really big into monthly playlists. I've talked about it a couple times. Like
me
when
as
I'm
well.
Subbing, I like make playlists of just songs that I cannot get out of my head. And then they kind of like define the month
and
for me.
And they're always fun to like look back on too. Because then it's like, oh, that's how I was feeling that month. Like I was feeling like this song.
Yeah. But then when it comes to like other people, I actually have a really funny story. So one of my first job, it was me and then like 11 other like teenagers like about my age, and I had a huge crush on this one guy, and it was so terrible and so awful and so embarrassing.
Oh no.
And so because we, you know, we were all like going on winter break, whatever, we were like, it was our last like meeting or whatever before winter break of all of us. And so I made him a playlist, but I was like, oh, I don't want to be obvious. So I made everyone a playlist.
Ooh, girl.
And so I was like, you know, sitting here stressing over making the perfect playlist for this guy, but then also like getting these playlists together for everyone.
Right, but
else.
You don't want to make it like
But
too
I didn't
want to
make
obvious.
It like obvious. Mm-hmm. So I was like making everyone's like good, and it was just like a whole thing. And it was.
Did he like the playlist?
I don't know. I gave it to him. He appreciated it, I think.
That's nice.
I wonder where he is now.
Wow. The world may never know.
The world may never know.
Man, if you're listening, if you're out there, feel free to call in. Let us know what you thought about the playlist.
Feel free to call in. I'm pretty sure I put some Beach Boys on there and like maybe Car Seat Headrest. So like that was the kind of a that was kind
that
of a leap
say
there.
Love, then what does, you know?
Yeah.
And I've also like I haven't had an experience like that, but I've definitely made playlists for people. Just like usually when people show me songs, like I'll put them into a playlist and then it'll just like remind me of the person, and that's cute. And I've also made playlists for friends. Like it's not just a romantic love kind of thing for sure. But next we're gonna go into another song. These songs that we're playing now just kind of embody the feeling of like being in love with someone. So this is Head Over Heels by Tears for Fears.
Nice.
Thank you. It's been a very long time since I felt like I did an act. For the first time it feels right. Hey, I'm in love with you. I never looked at you this way until I saw you today. In every line in your face, I'm in love with you. It's not fair to you, not fair to you. Not fair what I put you through. Not fair to you, not fair to you. Not fair what I put you through. And it keeps coming back. Feels like a heart attack. I don't know how to act, but I know that I'm in love with you. So go tell your boyfriend. It doesn't matter in the end. No, this ain't pretend, you know. You, darling,
she knew your life. She knew your devils and your deeds. And she said, go to him, stay with him if you can, but be prepared to bleed. Oh, but you are in my blood, you're my holy wine. You're so bitter, bitter and so sweet. Oh, I could drink a case of you.
Okay, that was so A Case of You by Joni Mitchell. Before that, we heard Your Boyfriend by Radiator Hospital, another amazing band that I really love that I think people need to listen to more. And I've just been listening to A Case of You by Joni Mitchell for the past week straight. It's such a good song, really gets stuck in my head, really embodies a feeling of being in love, if that's what we're talking about today. Also, a reading from the Book of PSAs. Hey, everyone. Let's all stop what we're doing right now and take a moment.
Let's.
Felt good, huh? Of course, they don't all need to be quiet moments to be special. They can be loud moments, goofy moments, or teaching moments. Doesn't really matter. Because every time dads take a moment like that to spend time with their kids, it's pretty momentous. So take a moment to make a moment today. Call 877-4DAD-411. Or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council. Wow. I just really enjoyed that one because it's an ad for Fatherhood, which I love. We love Fatherhood here on Granola Girls.
Shout out to my
shout
dad.
Shout out to all the dads out there.
I know he's listening.
Trevor.
Hi.
Hi, Dad. Anyway, next. These next couple songs, which we're ending the show with, kind of embody the feeling of maybe falling out of love.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, just kind of being sad about love. So we're just going to go right into that with Linger by the Cranberries.
Let's do it. Thank you.
Wow, that was I Want the One I Can't Have by the Smiths.
It sure was.
Truly a bop. It sure was. Just, you know, we're playing a mix of classics and newer songs today.
Yeah.
We love that. And just to wrap up the conversation of love, you know, it's Valentine's Day, but, like, if you just want to hang out with your friends and, like, love them, that's cool, too.
Platonic love is still valid.
It's so valid. And we also just want to make a plug for next week's episode.
Oh, okay. So next week, we're having an all Sufjan Stevens hour. So I just want to let everybody know, like, get the tissues
get the
ready.
Tissues.
Get yourself prepared.
Will
make
we
yourself
cry
some tea.
In the studio? Yes.
We might cry.
It will be fun.
It's going to be great. So please just, like, tune in. It's
and I would also like to throw out a concept that we're also thinking about tossing around.
Yeah, this is like a concept album version of, like,
right,
our show.
Of something that we might do. Yeah. So if you are a SoundCloud rapper, if you know a SoundCloud rapper,
if you maybe want to become
right,
a
if you
rapper,
are thinking about it deep down in your heart, please let me know. Please let Georgia know. We would love to have you on the show just to, you know, talk about the process.
We're just fascinated by the evolution
of
SoundCloud rappers. And really, like, I think it's funny that we started off the show talking about Kyle from Lady Bird because I feel like so many...
He would be a SoundCloud rapper.
Like, he would be a SoundCloud rapper
like,
in the year
if you
of
are
our
Kyle,
like 2019.
If you are a Kyle, please
if you
let me know.
Self-identify with... what's his name? Kyle...
I don't know.
If you self-identify with Timothée Chalamet as
yes.
Kyle in Lady Bird...
Please let us know. Find us on Instagram. Find us in the res, probably.
We're going to be in the res immediately after this. So, like, find us there. But also, we are pitching a Granola Girls Instagram. So, we're just going to, like,
yes.
plug that.
So, keep your eyes peeled, your ears open for that.
Yeah, keep your third eye open.
Your third eye wide open.
Wide open.
Speaking of having your third eye open, this last song that we're going to play really just opens my third eye. A classic sad love song. I feel like it's used in every movie for, like, the slow dance part of the movie. This is Fade Into You by Mazzy
right
Star.
Right before we play this song, though,
yes.
we're gonna say goodbye.
Close out.
We're gonna close out on our hour of love.
Yes, we are.
Here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Woo!
This has been Granola Girls.
It has
and this
been.
Is Mazzy Star.
hold your head.